Let's reconvene the meeting. We have made it at blazing speed to agenda item number 14. It's a public hearing concerning the limited crab dredge, or the limited crab, limited entry oyster fishery. Please, let me get some more caffeine. Let me note for the record here that after the last commission meeting in September, where the commission rescinded the limited entry public oyster fishery criterion used to judge eligibility, we received the next day a petition signed by a number of people, mostly from the Eastern Shore here, asking for a public hearing on that matter. And this is that public hearing. And their petition has been acknowledged, which brings us to Dr. Wesson.
Yep. I mean, so you just gave the nuts and bolts of it. Last month, we rescinded the limited entry program that we had, and we'll go back to SMAC this winter and try to come up with a different program to control entry. And this is a public hearing to make the emergency public permanent. We also, while we had the regulation open, I mean, you saw it in your evaluation, we made a few clarifications on what possession was in oysters and to go with the limit. So they were basically just better wording for what we had. So we have three versions of that. So it's just making permanent what we did last month. Is there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? For the record, last month's action was an emergency, was taken under emergency measures. This is to codify the commission's decision and a quote-unquote more permanent regulation. Any questions from the commission of Dr. Wesson? Thank you, Dr. Wesson. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public here. Please come forward, ma'am. Please state your name for the record.
Hi, I'm Lisa Rose.
Hi, Lisa.
I was here for, I am a waterman. I'm out there oystering with all the gentlemen every day. My question for Dr. Wesson is, how did you come up with the fact that the Shellfish Committee, when they met for the 5 months from February, when you put a froze on the licenses so no one could purchase when they hadn't purchased it as that date in February. And my notes now. To go from a 13% cut, which the Shellfish Management Committee had recommended to Dr. Wesson, to a 50% cut. And my next question is, to me, I'd like to know, because I haven't really gotten a firm answer, is the amount of money, and I was coming up in my head, you know, because you said there was 1,829 oyster licenses that have been issued. So it's between $600,000 and $700,000. Where does that money go to? Does it go to buying the shells and putting it back on public ground to oyster for us watermen? Or as I talked to your public relations lady, Lori, she said that you all spend $2 million a year and planting oysters. And from what I understand, those oysters are put on sanctuaries, which aren't available, and they're not. Okay. So there's a lot of questions that the watermen, who I've befriended on Facebook because I like to take pictures and put them out there, and, you know, it's a pretty neat operation. I mean, they're not stupid. They're pretty intelligent, you know. They're just not politicians, and I've also learned the hard way from my dad and my brother that, you know, when I ask questions, sometimes the communication doesn't come through like I would expect it to. I have to watch and learn. And that's what's happened over the last 2 years. So that's why I've been asking other watermen up and down the Chesapeake Bay on the east side and the west side what are their opinions about this. And it's all coming to the conclusion of they don't understand what's going on either. And I know that they want to work with you all in finding a solution. They're all in agreement that there's way too many people out there. But cutting And my family was one of them. My dad's 63. He's been doing this all of his life. My brother's 35. He's been doing this since he was 18 years old. His license were cut because he didn't, in December of last year, it said we didn't report 19 days. So that's where we want to know where you came up with the equation to cut those license. Because why were they put into that equation when they are full-time? They crab, they fish, they eel pot, they oyster.
Well, we're going to have a long discussion of what all went into where we were before we went away from that. So we're no longer there at this point. The commission has rescinded that, and the eligibility requirement that had been 20 days in 1 year or over 2 years, they'll average. I mean, that was part and parcel to the complicated nature of all this. We're past that.
Exactly.
You do have some questions on the finances, and I want people to understand a little bit better here about what happens and what money goes where. Dr. Wesson, could you give an overview on this? Because it's really kind of basic, actually.
It's I mean, when we said 1800, that's the combination of dredgers and hand scrapers. So a lot of them are the same person. We've only got about a less than 1,000 that are paying a user fee. So the user fee funds are used for shell and stuffed oysters, and so that's $300,000. Mm-hmm. All your licenses, your hand scrape, your dredge, your hand on, all that goes to Marine Products for advertising seafood. So, and then we have other general funds that we use for shell.
So. And the shell goes on public water bottom.
Oh, I mean, it's not just sanctuaries. It goes on. We do a survey. We put it on whatever bed is in most need of shell, whether it happens to be a sanctuary or harvest area. But since the majority of the areas we're taking care of are harvest areas, the lion's share goes on harvest areas.
And the sanctuary serve as brood stock, which distribute, though they're the source of larvae that goes through the river system and lands on the public oyster beds. So there's method to the madness. Sure you can.
And it's really Dr. Wesson. Mm-hmm. When I talked to Lori, your mm-hmm. owner, because I saw her great video mm-hmm. on Facebook, mm-hmm. When the last meeting came, and I also talked to a few of the members of the Shellfish Management, that they had recommended a 13% cut, and then you came up here and did a 50% cut. I mean, why was that? I'd like to know if you have a committee, because I do a lot of fundraising for at home, and we have committees, and then we talk to somebody else, and that's how you get things
done.
Yeah,
we do have an advisory committee, and the advisory committee actually voted to do nothing, to make no change. So, staff.
And that was from?
The final recommendation from the advisory committee was to not do any entry.
And I'm not trying to debate that, but from them, that's on the committee, they said that they recommended to you 13%, and that's where you have a lot of anger.
Mm. No. No. There was nothing. It was zero. So staff came back with an alternate reduction.
So. Okay. Lisa, just so you know, we have a number of advisory committees, and they're that. Mm-hmm. They're advisory committees. They're representative of people throughout the bay and the tributaries on various different commercial and recreational fishing aspects.
Of course
so. So at the end of the day, commission makes the final decision.
Of course they do.
So they're advisory committees, and sometimes the commission agrees with the advisory committee recommendations, and sometimes they don't.
You're right. Thank you very much.
Sure. Mr. Smith.
My name's Ken Smith. I wasn't planning on speaking, but I was asked if I would. And Ms. Rose makes a valid point about the there are a lot of questions that go on with this oyster management program that the watermen don't understand. I don't understand. It's not that there's too many watermen. It's that it's not enough bottom opened up. It's a pity Mr. Erskine isn't here today because he works for the two largest oyster packers in this state, and they have a lot of bottom. And I'm telling you, they wouldn't put their bottom in a three-year rotation or any rotation. They're out there catching those oysters before they die. And if any of you were to ever get on a boat, well, get on a bottom that's been closed for years and see the amount, and you heard this guy called it a clunker, the amount of clunkers you catch, that oyster that's that big, and has died. It takes a whole lot more 3-inch oysters to fill a bushel basket than it does 4 or 5-inch oysters. We're letting those 4 and 5-inch oysters die and dragging this bottom, taking all of this small stuff off. We have got to come up with a different type of management plan where we're getting the optimal yield out of these bottoms. And I hope, I'm so glad to see the Cook team, see them now. But I'm so glad Miss Rose is here and taking action in this and having some feeling about it. But if you look at, probably takes 250 oysters this size to fill a tub. Wouldn't you say so, Wayne?
Takes about 250 to 300 3-inch oysters to fill a tub.
How many would it take if it were 4-inch oysters?
Oh, about 200 or less.
Or 275?
Mm-hmm.
Think of how many more bushels we would have, how much more money would come into the state of Virginia. And then also think about that you're cleaning that bottom up and you're getting that silt off of it every year so that you get more strike on it. You ride down, Miss Haney, you saw it. What about Carter Fox's pig? You remember that, how they were struck on there? They're striking on stuff because the substrate's not there. We're not cleaning up the substrate. I mean, it's just got to be a better and like I say, the watermen have plenty of questions, but, they don't even get answered. We're told what's going to happen. The opinion is not that.
Is there any other public comment here during this public hearing on the matter before the commission, which is to codify the rescinding of the limited entry plan that had been adopted and then rescinded? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Ms. Neal.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.